Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1. Jeff just told us that he was driving his fiance's car. Just randomly, it was that day, that morning, on an empty road, going to work at 4:30 in the morning, and the tire exploded. And he feels like that was meant to be, because otherwise, it would have been his fiance on busy 400 traffic, headed to Alpharetta, and tons more cars on the road, and going twice as fast.
Right, so I feel like the universe conspired to make everything happen the way it did.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because nobody got hurt, and there's no, other than some inconvenience, no significant issue. Casey in Kennesaw, who did the universe save?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Casey.
So my dad and I was in first grade. We were out in the yard. We lived on a big farm with a ton of acres. And he had the car up on a lift in his workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And he was underneath the car working on it. And the two of us at the same time heard someone call his name. And what was so weird is that we don't have any neighbors and no one else was home. But he asked me if I called his name and I said no. And he kept working on the car. And then we heard it a second time. So he gets out from under the car thinking that maybe someone needs help, and we're both looking around to figure out where it came from, and the whole car falls.
Oh.
He falls, and it would have 100% crushed him.
Oh, my God.
And you both heard it. Like, you both heard the person.
The two of us heard it at the same time because we looked at each other, and there was this pause moment when we saw each other. Like, he was thinking I called his name, and I thought someone else called his name, and we both knew the other heard it, and then we ignored it the first time.
Whoa.
He asked me if it was me, and I said no, and he continued working. And then they said his name again, and it was clear as day, just like a person 30 feet away said John.
Yep.
Wow, that is goosebumps. That is like a guardian angel. Oh my gosh. Amanda in Ball Ground. Hey, thanks for calling the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey.
So what you got?
My parents were on their way to on a road trip. They were going north, and we were in the car, and we were younger, and my dad just randomly told my mom, get in the left-hand lane because, you know, he's a backseat driver. And he told her to get over, so she did last minute right there at the red light, and 2 seconds later, a car did not stop, was going like 60 miles an hour, and smashed the car in front of them, and it would have been them.
Wow.
It was the scariest thing ever.
That is so crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but it does
happen, so I believe, Jeff, that things happen for a reason.
Yeah, but whatever, something's up there. Whatever you believe in and is going, is moving stuff around like chess pieces.
Hey, Kim in Carrollton.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. So I was pregnant with my first baby. And my doctor would not do a second sonogram until right before the baby was born. And I was so frustrated because I wanted to see my baby.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But about 2 weeks before my due date, we went in for my last sonogram. And her heart would stop beating. It would beat, and then it would quit. And my husband and I are looking at each other like, that can't be right. Something's terribly wrong there. And the nurse wouldn't tell us anything. And I'm like, what is going on? Why won't they tell us? So she says, let me go get the doctor. And he comes back in and says, how do you feel about having a baby today? Like, oh, okay, sure. Let me just go home and get my stuff. And he said, no, you're going to the hospital now.
Yeah,
and they did an emergency C-section. Otherwise, my daughter may not be with me today.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So you forced them to do that sonogram. You were, like, pushing for it. And had not...
I was mad.
Who knows what would have happened?
Come on. And he wouldn't do it. He was very, very cautious, and he believed that he needed to wait. And clearly, he was smarter than me. But
Jen, we've heard lots of stories like that where parents just have this intuition.
That instinct.
Where they're, like, the kid just has a normal cold. Or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, just like a usual cold. But mom or dad is like,
mm-mm.
I don't know. I just want to take him into the pediatrician mm-hmm. for some reason. And they get in there and they insist. It's like this weird gut
mm-hmm.
feeling.
Nobody knows your kid better. And even for her, it was in utero. So neat.
Tammy in Alpharetta.
Yes.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi. So basically, I decided to go to Birmingham. And I was on 400 South. And I was in the fast lane. and coming to the 285 area, and everybody's slowing down, so I start slowing down, and two lanes over to the right of me, this big white truck decided to slam on his brakes. I have no idea if he lost control of his vehicle or what, or just didn't stop fast enough, but there was smoke, squealing tires, everything. So luckily the car in front of me had moved up, and I was like, I'm getting away from this mess. So I started going, and thank God that I did, because I literally looked right behind me in my rearview mirror right after I sped up a little, and he went over two lanes and smacked into the barrier exactly where my car would have been.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that,
yeah, it was definitely Final Destination. I was like, you're okay, you're okay. He didn't hit you, but had I not moved up, it would have just been barrier me him.
That's one of those moments that afterwards you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I made that split second decision.
Yeah, I don't know if that's universe. I think you're just a really good driver.
Yeah, smart driver. All right, this will be our last call. Hey, TC.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, sweetie?
How you doing?
Hey, I am awesome. Wonderful. All right, real quick, let me tell you. This is what happened. I was driving down. It was like a three-lane roadway, and coming up to a red light. It was like somebody was in my back seat that said, hit the brakes.
Really?
And I heard it twice. So I hit the brakes, and I started slowing down. The two cars to my left and right kept going past me, and a car out of nowhere shot across the median from the other direction and hit both of those cars right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
And they missed me. And it was like somebody was sitting right there in the back seat.
Wow. Do you feel like you recognize the voice at all?
No, it was just it was just like a random voice.
Really?
It was a guy voice, and it was like a random voice. And it was just the weirdest thing I've ever experienced.
That is bizarre. But it's a common story, if you can believe it. I have a best friend from college who was driving home from school one weekend, like long road trip. She was a little bit tired, and she dozed off behind the wheel, driving home.
In the car by herself.
In the car by herself.
Yeah.
And she remembers coming to because something turned the wheel, and she really feels like it was her guardian angel turning the wheel. She's like, I know I didn't do it.
That
something turned the wheel back onto the road, and it woke me up.
That happened to Carrie Underwood, too.
Oh, it was Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm glad that happened to your friend and to Carrie Underwood, because I would have woken up and been like, get off my wheel! Jesus!
Thank you for the goosebumps all over from all those stories.
Thank you for the call, TC.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.